Coffee Grinder.
Sweet.
Clara's Christmas gifts were very dumb, except for some presents from Uncle Juan Valdez. Uncle Juan brought gifts from Mexico, tobacco, a poncho, and a velvet fez. But her favorite gift made coffee grounds by the pound. Awful sound.
Does that bug you?
Yes. Clara loved it. Watch her lift it. Watch her kiss it. How weird.
I am your cousin Maxwell House.
He is my cousin Maxwell House.
I've come to check your presents out to see what you can do without.
Oh, can't you, Izzy? They are for me.
You naughty little boy.
Is that a grinder behind your back?
No, there is no grinder behind my back.
You give it here.
Oh, go away. Grind your brain some other way.
I don't think you will use it too. I think I broke your toy. Ha!
Then Clara went to sleep. Asleep with a broken appliance. When she woke, the room was grand.
I am in espresso land.
Where the coffee is not handy. Instead they drink vanilla lattes. Just on Clara's behalf. Not a soul drank decaf. Then they stood in wonder. As the grinder turned into a man.
A magical barista who kissed the girl's cheek, and when he had released her, they heard a mouse squeak.
It's the Mr. Mice!
Look, the Mr. Mice are back, the Mr. Mice are maniacs.
The meanest one I ever faced left me with a bitter taste.
You do not need to hide, I have caffeine on my side.
A triple shot before the fight will save us from this Christmas night. Then they sailed off to an island on the north coast of Colombia, where the natives heard the story of how Clara brought their prince back to life. The people heard her lattes from the Frenchmen, mochas from the Germans, cappuccinos from Italia, and Folgers from Cuba.
Then they danced to their new queen, the queen of the double espresso. Hail to our new queen, queen of the fresh coffee bean.
Clara was quite wired. Starbucks, most, and gift boxes chock full of special.